Ezekiel 36. Son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Because the enemy has said against you, Aha! The ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore say, Thus says the Lord, Because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, so that you became the possession of the rest of the nations, and became the talk and evil gossip of the nations, therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Well, I think what God is saying is, look, Israel, you sinned, and sure, you have been judged and punished, but I feel kind of sorry for you. This is the parent who punishes the child, quite rightly, the child deserves it, but simply feels pity for the child. And this is how God feels for Israel. So it's not simply so that we sin, and if we repent, God forgives. That is true, but it's not the whole picture, because there are times when I think God is just pitiful, when he remembers that we are dust, when he has pity on us as a father has pity upon his children. And this is how God is, I think, being here, when he says, look, because of how roughly people have dealt with you and what they think about you and what they've said about you, I see your desolations, which of course God had brought about. Therefore, verse 4, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. In the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the nations, against all Edom, that have appointed my land to themselves for a possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despite of soul. Therefore prophesy about the land of Israel, and tell the mountains, hills, rivers, and valleys, Thus says the Lord, I have spoken in my zeal, and in my wrath, because you have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have sworn, saying, Surely the nations that are around you, they shall bear their shame. But you, mountains of Israel, will shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to return. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be cultivated and sown. I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, and the cities will be inhabited. I will cause you to be inhabited after your former manner, and I will do better to you than at your beginnings. So, the kingdom of God that is to come on earth is the re-established kingdom of God as it was in the form of Israel. And that's why when it talks here about how the kingdom is going to come, he says, this will be after your former manner, even better than at your beginnings. So as they had been the kingdom of God in the past, well, that will now be a small thing compared to the restoration of that kingdom that is in view. Yes, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and you shall no more henceforth bereave them of children. Thus says the Lord, because they say to you, you are a destroyer of men, therefore you shall destroy men no more. Neither will I let you hear any more the shame of the nations. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the people of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their way and by their doings. Therefore I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they had poured out on the land, and because they defiled it with their idols, and I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries, just as has happened today. To this day that is true. According to their way and according to their doings I judge them. That is, they loved the idols of the nations around them, so God sent them off into those nations. And when they came to the nations where they went, they profaned my holy name. But I had respect for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations. Therefore tell the house of Israel, I don't do this for your sake, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations. So God is again saying that he's not just going to forgive them if they repent. There's some other factors here. He's saying, look, for the sake of my name, and also simply because I pity you in the dispersed state that you are, and because I have an eternal love for you, I will restore my kingdom. I will restore you. And this is grace. God acting over and above any human action. I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all the filthiness of your idols. I will also give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my laws and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. So God is saying, yeah, I will take the initiative. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a desire to obey me. I will almost make you obedient. This was a new covenant that he was going to make with them. And it's that same new covenant that is made with us, whereby God will give us of his spirit and will give us a heart that wants to obey him, if that is what we want. And surely for every spiritually minded person, that is what we most desperately want. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you may receive no more the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you shall remember your evil ways and your doings that were not good. You shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your sins. So it's not that they repented and God forgave them. It is rather that God, by his grace, takes the initiative and cleanses them and makes them obedient, and then they hate themselves for their sins. His grace leads us to repentance, Paul says, and you see it here very clearly. Not for your sake do I this, says the Lord, be it known to you. In other words, not because you repented and were so righteous. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, house of Israel. In the day that I cleanse you from all your wickedness, I will cause the cities to be inhabited. The land that was desolate shall be cultivated, and they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are inhabited. So this is going to happen in the kingdom of God, when the Garden of Eden, as it were, is restored here on earth. Then the nations that are left around you shall know that I, Yahweh, have built the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, for this also will I be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the flock for sacrifice, as the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feasts. So shall the wasted cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. This is the wonderful kingdom that is going to come upon the earth, and it will be of God's grace. God, as it were, almost forcing his way through with his people, because that is who he is and that is how he is. The God of all grace, the God of love, who so wants to save.